Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bray Haven of Cattlemen's Congress. We're back with Bray to talk about the 2022 show in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the efforts the Checkoff's been doing to work with school teachers in telling the nutritional and sustainable story of beef.
Absolutely. To get beef into classrooms, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff, engages with teachers across the country to integrate beef curriculum into their lesson plans. The foundation keeps teachers involved and puts beef top of mind in the classroom through in-person farm tours, virtual webinars, and so much more. Over the summer, 33 biology teachers and curriculum administrators participated in an on-the-farm STEM event where they visited Tennessee ranches. During the event, educators worked alongside beef producers and extension education professionals to develop a potential high school curriculum around genetics, grazing, biodiversity, meat science, and reproduction. To learn more about this Beef Checkoff funded program with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Second annual Cattlemen's Congress coming up in early January 2022. Executive Vice President Bray Haven of Cattlemen's Congress says it's going to be a great event, and it's all because of the success of the first Cattlemen's Congress.
Year one, we didn't know what to expect. It really was, we were well received by all the breeds, by all the cattle industry, and you're building off of that is the key for 2022.
No doubt, And I think, you know, really what set us apart in the industry was the people that came, exhibited cattle, sold cattle, marketed their cattle here in Oklahoma City. They didn't get that experience anywhere else. So they went back home and said, we're coming back next year. And then they told their friends, hey, this is the place to be if you want to sell, market cattle, and show cattle anywhere in the country. Oklahoma City is the place to be. We really hope that that 2022 is as big or even bigger than our inaugural year. We're going to learn as we go, too. We've got some exciting plans to better the show.
24 breeds will be showing at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds during Cattlemen's Congress. 15 sales featuring some of the best of many of those breeds. And then there's the trade show.
The trade show is an animal of its own. This year, we started really in the summer, putting out some feelers on getting some trade show and herd sire displays and booths. We've already got a waiting list for that. It's full. That's a good problem to have when you've got that much interest in people want to be here and be a part of it. If you're wanting to get in on any of that, we do have a waiting list. We're going to try to accommodate some additional room for that. But yeah, it's going to be a blowout. Yeah, we've added a few additional sales as well. I think we're around 15 cattle sales. About every afternoon and every evening, there will be a sale on the grounds. You could look at our website. We've got all those sales up. If people are interested in putting some cattle in those sales, we've got contact information on our website for that. But there's a sale about every afternoon and every evening. So,
and there's like, I think, you know, last year we saw several different venues be utilized across Oklahoma City. So you've got that again this year as well.
Yeah, there's a few breeds. We'll have some events, whether it be at hotels. I think there'll be a couple sales out at the Heritage Place. Fantastic venue and partner of ours. So I think it's going to be great. There's going to be a lot going on in Oklahoma City, not just at the fairgrounds, but the breeds kind of have a few events off-site. So come to Oklahoma City, stay the night, stay through the weekend, whatever you want to do. Come experience it all because there's something for everyone here.
One last question. You had a gentleman here as we walked in from out of state, Showed last year, marketed some cattle last year. He's already back checking things out to try to position himself for 2022.
Yeah, it's you know, those stories you hear from producers that came last year are really, like I said, what set us apart. You know, he said he brought a string of cattle, and over half of them, he sold, people found them here at Cattlemen's Congress and then either bought them at the production sale or bought them here or bought them at a sale through Cattlemen's Congress. So he was more than pleased. He's for sure coming back. He wanted to come scope it out and see what the changes were. And that's what we're about. We're about the exhibitors here at Cattlemen's Congress. We're about the breed associations. We want to make sure that the experience for them is top notch. And on top of that, it just helps if the state of Oklahoma, surrounding areas, if you're in the cattle business, if you'll come out and support the show as well. Just walk through the barns, and I think you'll find that there's something here for you.
Entries are now open for the beef shows. 24 beef breeds will be showing January 2nd through the 15th at this year's Cattlemen's Congress, the second ever Cattlemen's Congress, Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. There'll also be a tremendous trade show. There'll be some 15 sales of the major beef breeds. A lot of things going on. You can find out more by going to cattlemenscongress.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.